just want to.
That's fine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. We'll just hop right in. So let's start off by just like, tell me a little bit about yourself and like what you do aside from TikTok.
Okay. So I went to UConn. When I went there, I studied human development and family studies. And after school, you know, I just wanted to find a 9-to-5 that was like, you know, paid regular good money, but it wasn't always my dream and what I wanted to do. I know we all like had parents that forced us to go to school. I don't think school's for everybody, but you know, it was definitely just a good backbone to have, because I've always had the dream of just, you know, being an influencer and making money from the internet, because I feel like I'm really good at handling social media.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that TikTok has helped your career in any way? Like, to get where you want to be?
Yes, definitely. Well, that one major video that went viral, I felt like it was a great door opener for me, because before that video and, you know, me becoming, you know, making more videos on TikTok, I always was putting out content. And whether, like, because I really like to vlog and I like to do try-on hauls. I like to take pictures. And I, like, always did that and always been complimented. Oh, my God, you should take this as a career. But it's like no one noticed me, and I feel like the video was a great introduction to like, oh, who's this girl? Like, let me click on her page. And, you know, they fell in love with my personality, and they like how I dress, what I did. So it was a great door opener, I would say.
Okay, let's talk more about the video that like everyone's talking about on Twitter right now, about like you and Mitch are dancing, whatever. Everyone's saying like, okay, he doesn't support Black Lives Matter. Just talk a little bit about that and, like, how, like, what happened.
Okay, so I actually just addressed the situation in the YouTube video I posted this morning. So when you get a chance, definitely check it out. So it was a bad game of telephone, I think, because I don't know how we ended there. I never once said he didn't support Black Lives Matter. People just assumed because I was offended by something he posted in regards of, like, you know, the movement. So it all started when, you know, I haven't really spoke to him that much because we've been working from home since March. I haven't seen him since like February at work. So I work from home, and then if I ever like hit him up, it'll be so random and, you know, how are you? That's it. So Mitch is obviously, you know, white Asian descent. That's, he's mainly white. And it sucks that some people, it's like our education system, as we can see, they never taught us how severe racism was. And you only know it because, you know, if you're Black like me, you experienced it firsthand. But people like Mitch, it's like, you know, probably wasn't educated well enough on how severe racism is. So the week of George Floyd's death, you know, it was a devastating week. Like, I felt weird. I felt very weird. I felt uncomfortable for a very long time. Like, I was devastated, and I wasn't the only person. Because it hit close to home, because you're just like, damn, like, these cops don't care about us. Like, nobody cares about us. The system is really broken. So, you know, it was a weekend of protesting for me. I even went on a social media hiatus. I didn't post nothing on TikTok, YouTube video, none of that. And one day, I'm just on Twitter, and I'm just getting tagged under his post. He posted something. I'm like, why is everyone tagging me? It's like, at Tina Quinn, come get your man. And it bothered me, because it's like, I made a few videos with him, but that doesn't mean, like, you know, we are the best of friends and, you know, he's my boyfriend. Because some people even thought he was my boyfriend, which is not true. And I addressed it so many times, that's not my boyfriend. You know, we're just having fun with this whole workman, work husband, work wife type title. But it was just, everyone knows a work husband and a work wife is, there's no sexual relations. It's a platonic relationship. You just are just, you're just cool. You know, you're just close and you're just the opposite sex. So when I was being tagged in it, I was just like, what happened? And why are people tagging me in this? Like, don't drag me down with it. So I think people were looking to tag me to, you know, come look at this. So I saw the post. He posted a picture of him with a black cat, and it was a white dog. And he said, if these two can get along, why can't the rest of us? And it was just so corny and just like, you know, tone deaf and just not the right time. And clearly he meant well, but it's just like, bro, shut up, you know? So what I did, because I didn't want to publicly humiliate him, because, like, you know, I'm not going to do that. I texted him really fast and I said, delete that last post. Like, you have to, because it was just getting a lot of attention. People kept tagging me. And I regret actually reaching out to him. I feel like I should just let him on his own. But then again, I feel like if I stayed silent, people assume that I support it. So after I texted him and deleted it, he asked me why. And I was the only one telling him to delete. People in the comments told him to delete it. Majority were Black people. They were offended. So I just lashed out on him. I was super upset. I was, why are you questioning me? Like, I was just, I don't know if it was just a built up anger of what was happening. Cause like, I don't know about you or other people, but that entire month after George Floyd died was just like, I was angry. It was the angriest I've ever been. I was so upset with our system. I was so upset with systematic oppression and people ignoring it, especially people who chose to ignore it. And I felt like Mitch was one of them. Cause it's like, he's not a social media person at all. He don't really care for that. But the moment you get on social media, knowing that majority Black Twitter follows you, you post this and they ask you to remove it. And I see him taunting and arguing with them on our timeline. Like, I'm not deleting it. You first, like, seeing stuff like that. So it bothered me. So I just, when he asked me why, I snapped. I was just like, you don't know what it's like to be Black in America. And you will never know what it's like to be Black in America. So when oppressed people tell you it's offensive. And he's like, I mean, well, like, I don't want no one to silence me. And it's like, as our conversation went on, I'm like, a white man is saying he doesn't want no one to silence him. You have a voice. So you have the privilege. And I think that's white. His white privilege was pretty much showing, because it's like, because it's not a problem to you, doesn't mean it's not a problem to anyone else. So I then went on to like, say what I'm telling you right now is what I said to him. He apologized, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm glad we came to, you know, a conclusion that you said, you know, you're sorry, and that's it, and you're going to delete it. The next day I go by, and I'm still getting tagged under this. And I'm like, he never deleted it? And I'm just in shock. I'm just like, why is he going so hard for this dumb picture? So I, you know, made a post, like, just cancel him. That's what I said. Like, leave me out of it. Like, I handled it that way so people knew that I did not, so, like, I don't do that, and I was also getting tired of the mindset that me and him were just like, oh, gotta be together. Like, every video I made after Mitch with those by myself, people will constantly ask, where's Mitch? Where's your work husband? Like, I didn't mind it because I did some, but I feel like it was getting over the top. Like, people almost painted this, like, it's like they were forcing their interracial relationship on us. And I'm like, I thought it was a joke at first because everyone was just joking. I was joking. And some of my fans are people who like the video agreed with me. They're like, guys, they're just joking. Like, you guys are taking this a little too far. So some people understood where I was coming from. Like, okay, y'all need to stop bothering her about this man. So finally, what I did was after tweeting, cancel him, he felt the wrath. Everyone clicked on his page and I think everyone just pretty much attacked him. Like, you need to delete this post, like, for real. Cause they're like, what happened? And I showed him. So I feel like he deleted it because the attack, you know, everyone was attacking him. So he then texted me later that day, because I already decided I'm not speaking to this man anymore, because I don't like that you ignored me and ignored my wishes. So he then later texted me and was like, hey, I just want to apologize, you know, I took the picture down. But when he was apologizing to me, he wasn't apologizing, like, I was so unaware how, you know, how bad it looked. His apology was, I just kept it up under, he said he kept it up for, you know, just out of spite, because he didn't appreciate how people were telling him how to use his platform. And that made me upset, because I'm just like, what? But what are you talking about? So I just went in some more. Like, I was just like, essay after essay, I was just cussing him out, but I was just very upset. Like, it wasn't clicking up there to why this was just not the time. It just wasn't the time to do stuff like that. Everyone was like reading the room, like, just understand, like, I just felt like, I just wish she just would have removed it, and you know, none of this would happen. So after, like, you know, going off on him, I expressed to him, I was like, did you know that, like, if you were in a car with my Black brother, you're walking free? Do you understand that? He's like, no, that's not true. And it was like, the conversation was getting worse. He's like, not all cops are bad. I have Black friends, da 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 da. And it was getting to the point where I realized I'm my breath, and it's not my duty to educate someone on racism. It isn't. So I just ignored it after. I was like, you know what, this conversation is going nowhere, and it's really sad because there's a lot of Mitch in this world. There's a lot of people like him who just thinks because it's not a problem to him, it's, you know, it doesn't exist. So that's where I figured his thought process, that, you know, he did thought he was, you know, doing the nice thing. He thought this post was promoting peace, which in fact was a dumb post. It was really stupid. And so that happened back in June. I left it alone since. I unfollowed him and everything. And I just told him, like, I just can't be friends with you. Like, You don't say nothing about Black Lives Matter. I mean, I'm not forcing him to, but you don't say nothing regarding the situation in a good light, and then you post something like this. Someone just died. You can't, you cannot relate this to kittens and dogs. Like, someone just died. Yeah. And it makes me feel like, maybe, is that, like, that's what you want to compare us to? So I'm not calling him racist. I'm not saying he's a strong supporter in Black Lives Matter, because I never held him to that that expectation. So that's why when people start to, you know, it's like a game of telephone, and then it got reported that he's a white supremacist, he's racist, he doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter, which is not true. I addressed that in my video. I was like, guys, you guys need to stop making that up, because that's not true. He just, you know, posted something that was bad taste. That's it. That's really all that there is. And then I made a video the same week regarding to people, you know, just not addressing the issue. And everyone seemed to thought I was subbing him, but that wasn't true. I was actually subbing a lot of people. People I know, whether they're Black, white, like, it's just like, I understand you don't want to be an activist, but we need people at this time on our side. So people, you know, took things, and I didn't address the situation. So I was reading comments in my TikTok videos like, yeah, he doesn't support Black Lives Matter. Yeah, he doesn't support Black Lives Matter. And I'm just like, that's not true. And I'm denying that. And then, you know, the video resurfaced again. And then someone was like, did you know he doesn't support Black Lives Matter? And I'm like, oh, Lord. And then Media Takeout uses that one tweet and calls him my boyfriend. It said, popular TikTok star dumps white boyfriend because he doesn't support Black Lives Matter. And I'm reading the article, and I'm just like, this is all false. And then two YouTubers referenced the article, and then they're just like, this is why you don't trust Black women that that does Black Lives Matter. She should have known. People were saying I got played. I'm like, what is wrong with people? So that's what pretty much happened. Just to clarify, you know, I don't think he's racist. At least I don't think so. I don't think so. It's just, it's very unfortunate how racism was taught in our school, and it was taught in our school to make white people comfortable. So some white people think it's that severe, and he's one of them. Yeah.
Okay. One more thing I want to ask about the whole Twitter situation is that a lot of people, after he posted the whole they don't support Black Lives Matter, then people started commenting saying, like, you're, like, anti-Black men, all those things like that, those tweets. So, like,
yes.
Go ahead, tell me your side of the story of that.
So, Media Takeout also took those tweets and posted it. Those tweets were before Mitch. I've only known Mitch for about 5 months. I haven't known him for that long. And those tweets also, like, I'm a troll tweeter. I always troll. And I felt like people searched my name on Twitter, typed in Black men, they typed in white boy, white man, found what they could find, and they painted this narrative with these tweets. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy, because that's not true. Like, it sucks. And they're deleted because it's like people are going to constantly bring it up. And one tweet, I think I said, it was sarcastically said, but obviously they didn't catch that. And some people actually agree with me, like, it wasn't that deep. But I said, suddenly I hate all Black men. And I was quoting my friend who was talking about a guy. I was dating a Black man at that time. And there was a trend on Twitter when people say, like, suddenly I was blind. And it's a dramatic, it's just you being dramatic. And you say something of the contrary of what you're normally used to. I date Black men. So I was just being funny. But I understand if people thought it was offensive. So I did apologize in my video. Like, you know, if you found it offensive, I apologize. But anyone that know me before and after that, you know, my resume is straight Black men. So I understand. Like, I constantly glorify Black men on my Instagram, on my Twitter. Then they found another tweet where I was watching the show Insecure. And I think in a TV show, Issa Rae was, like, contemplating on dating a Black man at the time. No, sorry, dating a white man at the time. And I tweeted, you know, she's bugging. Like, most white men will treat you for the queen you are, just like most Black men will treat you for the queen you are. I was just arguing the fact that, you know, not all white people are bad. Like, you know, we got to see, like, it's okay to date outside of your race. I mean, my preference is Black men. So, but I'm not opposed to anyone who wished to date outside their race. Then they saw their tweets when I said white men are evolving, which was a tweet that was literally sarcasm. Because I don't know if you remember, but there was a time where it would be like white girls twerking and Black men will say, oh, white girls are evolving. And I was doing the same thing, but to be funny. That's really what it was. But people took that and painted this narrative like she only likes white men. And then they saw other tweets where I said, like, you know, if you're a female, a black female dating a white male, everyone seems to like stare at you. And I was sparking discussion on interracial dating because I noticed, like, whenever it's a black man dating a white girl, nobody double takes. It's regular. But it's like white, I mean, it's almost as if black women can't have a preference. And I think that's not fair. It's like they go so hard to tear you down so far as calling you a bed wench. I've been called a bed wench. But I never slept with that white man. Like, but even if I did, and let's say even if I wanted to date outside my race, why is it your business? Why do I have to be called a bed wench? And a bed wench is a derogatory term to call a black woman, because that means those were women enslaved who were raped by white men. So I just think it's insane how it was just, you know, majority of black men attacking me. They were all black men, and I love black men. I'm just like, what are you guys so upset about? Like, it's like you're trying to paint me to look like the bad guy. You found the bad tweets, but left out the tweets where I was glorifying black men, because that it really is my preference. And I actually do, like, think the people who were defending me was just like, if you follow her, you know damn well those tweets are just, like, her trolling. But it is what it is, and I said what I said, and I do not apologize for my other tweets. I did apologize for the black, you know, hating all black men tweet, because I could see how that's taken out of context and that can be offensive. But everything I said about white men is just like, I'm not apologizing to that, because it's I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, and I don't date white men. Well, that's my preference, as I said. So I noticed, like, you know, people were saying I was zaddy worshiping. Then they were attacking me for being foreign because I'm Haitian American. So they're like, oh, foreign flags, they always do stuff like this. They always, you know, bootlick and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, this is insane. It's just funny how they seem to know me more than me.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, Twitter's always going to troll. There's always going to be those times where that stuff happens. But some people have these, like, kind of, like, realities in real life. So, like, what advice do you give to, like, women dealing with like, counter, like, other races in the workplace, and, like, them dealing with this Black Lives Matter movement, and, like, how they are responding to people that they're going to see and work with every day? Like, what do you say to them?
Can you rephrase your question? I don't understand. Sorry.
Okay. So, like, the thing with Mitch, so that happens a lot, like, especially with this whole thing with George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. A lot of times, like, people who thought they were friends in the workplace, they have to deal now with this reality that their coworkers, the people around them, are not with us. So, like, what do you say to those women that are dealing with the same
issues? I'm honestly experiencing that right now at my job, because I work with one of my other friends who's she's black, and I work with these, you know, there's a few like a few women in my job, and they're white too, but my job is like white male dominated, and I noticed they didn't put out a statement about Black Lives Matter, and it triggered me because it's just like, it sucks when you are the oppressed, that's me, and my job expects me to follow suit, like it's all fun and games. Like, I'm mourning a death of somebody of my color. We all are. So it hurts when I come to work the next day and they act like nothing bothers them. And it's not fair. It kind of makes me feel very uncomfortable. And I actually spoke to my HR person about this. I said, at our job, the HR director, I said to her, I don't like how a few weeks ago, before George Floyd's death, we did a whole HR assessment on discrimination, everything, but you guys were silent about it. So they said they're working to put a statement out now, but it's been 3 months, so I don't know how that's gonna work out. I'm really disappointed in where I work, and my advice to people is just, you know, keep pushing and bring this up to HR like I did, because it's not fair. It's very inhumane to me how, like, you know, you can walk around ignoring this. It needs to be, like, they have the privilege, like, it's just crazy how white people have the privilege to simply ignore because they think it's not their problem when they, in fact, invented this, you know? So my advice is definitely don't be shy to address it. Look it in his face and address the elephant in the room. That's what I did. I emailed my HR person. I said, no one spoke about this, and I don't like how I'm expected to come to work and just act like it's, you know, it's all good. Like, I'm literally in the thought, like, the whole week after the, you know, I've been protesting that whole week of, like, George Floyd's death. I come back to work, and I'm, like, I'm looking at everybody with smiles on their face. Well, I mean, I'm not physically there. This is just, like, you know, because I'm still working from home, because we have meeting phone calls, and I'm, like, everyone's acts so casual. I literally spent the whole week protesting, very passionate about what's happening, and these people probably spent the weekend barbecuing and chilling because they don't think anything is, you know, they don't think it's a problem. my advice is just definitely address it. And if it shouldn't be addressed, then definitely find another job. That's honestly what I would like to do.
Okay. Well, those are all my questions, but do you have anything you want to add or like anything that you want to like say that I haven't asked you already?
Yes, I want to add something because I feel like Mitch was bullied, and I feel like even though that situation really had nothing to do with me, like he tweeted that post without me, that came out of his account, and people still found a way to pin it on me. And I just feel like, what is this thing where they think Black women have to save everybody? Or they think that I deserve the slack because he deleted his Instagram and everything, but why do I have to take on the wrath that's happening? And it makes me wonder, like, also because I also think about, wow, and also I've been saying for the longest, that's not my man, that's not my boyfriend. I said it, I mentioned it, and I just think that no one believes me. And I'm like, what is this thing with people never believing Black women? I think really long hard about it, because I think about what happened to Megan Thee Stallion, how she got shot and there were memes about it. But if it was Tory Lanez who got, or another male rapper who got shot, it's pray for Tory, pray for him. And I think Black women are just so disrespected. Like, we are so portrayed to be very strong and independent. And it's like, we are not allowed to be fragile or not allowed to have emotions. So I feel like with this whole situation, it brought me to, like, you know, to see that how much Black women are very disrespected. And like the comments that were left under my pictures, my videos, were all Black men that were calling me a bed wench. One person even said I deserve to get my brains blown out. Yes, I posted a screenshot in my video and everything. One person said, this is why Black men does not support Black women as a whole. Like, these, I don't know if they're hotep, but these men were just, they were just so like mad at a fake relationship. So I'm just like, wow, like, you guys go so hard to blame Black women all the time. It's like, what is this crazy obsession with humbling Black women? What is it? It's getting weird. And the Mitch situation, people like somehow try to spin it on me and was like, you put him in that light. Like, you put him in that space. You said cancel him. That I said cancel, but it don't mean bully him or like, you know, go furthermore to attack him, because like, it's okay to, you know, cancel someone and just don't interact with them. And I think people still, it's like, even though I did the right thing in a situation, which was like, you know, cut him off, because I just wasn't, like, you know, it's heavy weight you don't need to have, but it's still put back on me that I'm the bad guy. So if I would have ignored it, I was a bad guy. Addressing it, also, I was a bad guy. It made no sense to me. People went as far to leak his nudes. It was all over Twitter. And I do ask anyone who sees those to please report them, because I don't think anyone deserves to have their personal business online. And I know he's probably devastated right now, but at the same time, he brought this onto himself, because I gave you a chance to redeem yourself by deleting it, and you chose not to. I recently spoke to him yesterday. I just made sure he was okay, and I haven't spoke to him since I had to argue with him. So I was like, are you okay? Like, I'm seeing, you know, people are attacking him. And he almost kind of didn't blame me, would try to express his disappointment in me for siding with some people, because I said, yeah, he's ignorant. And I told him, I am not taking back what I said. I meant it. I'm just making sure you're mentally okay right now. And it's not my fault you know, your pictures got leaked. It's not my fault you chose not to listen to me. It's not my fault you chose not to educate yourself on racism. And now you're here. I warned you and I tried to help you. And with him telling me, I don't appreciate people telling me what to do with my platform. I don't appreciate him telling me what to do with my platform, because he asked me, oh, can you report all those things about his nudes? I just feel like you're on your own, bud, because I'm sorry, it sounds petty, but now I'm asking people to report them. But before, the first thing he did when it got leaked, he told me, he was like, can you please report them? And I'm just like, I mean, I'll do it, but in my head, I think it's karma. I asked you to delete something, now you want my help to delete something. It's just never a problem to anyone until it happens to them. That's what I noticed. That's what I learned in this situation. I don't feel bad, but I don't think he deserves to be, I guess, bullied and being called like a white supremacist, a racist, because that's a little too far. and to post his news is too far. I don't know how that happened, but I already warned him, people will make it their mission to destroy you, and you need to delete this tweet. He refused. So I don't like how he kind of spinned it and tried to guilt me, because it's like, I was trying to help you out. And just because you're not into the social media thing, and you know, I want to be an influencer, and I'm like achieving my dreams. Like, you're not about to get in my way. I'm sorry. I did what I had to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more thing to say. So from this, like, where do you go? Like, as TikTok, as like things go on, like this is gonna fade off. So like, what's next for you, basically? Like, what are you planning?
From this, I mean, I'm living life every day, because I don't think it wasn't a lot of people that were attacking me. It was mainly just the men who think, like, you know, black white people are evil and I was the devil for doing what I did. That's really the percentage that came at me crazy. I'm living every day like normal. I'm not really affected by it, because I knew the people who were upset were kind of mentally unstable. So I'm just taking it day by day. And I've been already trying to branch myself out away from the whole work husband thing since like we started working at home, which I started to. I worked with Pretty Little Things. I worked with, you know, Essence. And I am hosting Essence Festival digitally online. So I can't wait to do that. So more blessings are definitely coming out from this. And it's just unfortunate how things went spiral downhill, but I want people to know that, like, hey, it wasn't a bad thing for me. Like, I didn't suffer anything. I just, you know, I feel like I did the right thing by addressing something that needed to be addressed. That's it. And I continue on and moved on. Yeah. And I wish everyone else could move on too, because I just don't want to be known as the girl who danced with her work husband. Like, I was been trying to move from that narrative. I put out content, but it was content people wanted, and it was content I got paid to do it for. So you turning out money? Because I'm not. So, I mean, at one point, I was turning out money. I'm like, I think I stopped it once we started working at home. I told, like, some group, it was a company that wanted me to do a video with him. I said, I'm not asking him to do a video. Like, I don't think he's interested, and I'm not going to twist his arm to doing a video with me. So, and I'm trying to take away from that. So I feel like this was a great opportunity to detach myself from him, and I'm finally free. Like, I know people are going to spin that and be like, well, you made those videos. You put it out into the universe. Well, I didn't ask to go viral.